Welcome to the scene. With your hosts, Andrew and MJ.
Yes, welcome to the scene, CKDJ 107.9 with myself, MJ, and Andrew. And of course, our lovely interns are joining us again, but also, more importantly, no offense, guys.
Yeah, we're not even going to say your names. It don't matter.
You guys don't count.
Not important.
Also, well, I just waved to a microphone. That's
plus, you said
my level of commitment, I just waved to a microphone. Yeah. There you go.
And MJ said our good friends, which he's making assumptions here. I don't know.
What you saying we're not friends?
Wow.
Oh, we are. Okay,
dude,
that's fair.
I have feelings, you know. Yeah. Actually, that's a film. I don't have feelings. It's fine.
Whoa. Well.
Introduce yourself.
All right. Well, I'm Rob, and I'm the drummer.
And he sounds excited about it.
Well, this is the first time we really give him a microphone. Normally, drummers so much with the microphone. So
with good
he's off his leash. We gave him a promotion. He has a guitar now. So, yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Your new album, Guilty Pleasure?
That's the one.
That's it.
Very,
it
very
does not
exciting.
Even surprise me that is the name of it.
You know, that's how I know we're friends. Because you're like, yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Wait till you see the cover.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
Is MJ featured on it? Or is
that's, you didn't know you were going to be, but you're definitely featured on the cover.
Good news, so, everyone.
If you go through MJ's Facebook feeds, there's plenty of pictures that...
get out.
We don't need to get into that.
So in the sense of the restraining order, we know who to blame, okay?
Some foreplay for the sex rock that you will be experiencing.
I'm going to put that on our website, by the way.
Some thank
foreplay
you.
For the sex rock. That's wicked, dude.
Oh, now there are two bands that have quoted me on their website for things that I've said about them, and I'm just going to keep saying outlandish things about bands so I'll get added to like the collection.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited now. Can we just end the interview? Because that was the peak.
That was the climax
of the interview.
We peaked early. And
I swear, baby, this never happens.
A couple of quotes. We got a new album cover.
Yeah, it's good to go.
We're done.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah,
quick but efficient. Yeah. Get the job done.
Joking there somewhere. But
yeah, my girlfriend would disagree. But boom. Oh, my. All right.
Gross.
And yet somehow accurate.
How do you know?
Listen, I live a long and complicated life, okay?
All right.
We're not judging here.
YouTube.
Okay. Usually they take those things down, but...
So much.
Slipped through the cracks. Anyway, you know, since you guys are a band, maybe we could talk about music a little bit. It's one possible topic. Let's talk about this new album. It's been an interesting recording process, I'm assuming. If I can make a quick quote here. First full day of tracking done, Drew almost died drinking whiskey, and Rob quit the band twice. Off to a great start.
why don't you tell us about the first day for recording there, Rob, where you're featured most prominently in that fun fact. So tell us something about it.
Well, the first full day of recording pretty much involved me sitting in a sweatbox for, 10 hours?
10 hours, about that.
Pretty much straight, playing the same thing over and over and over again, with them just standing there watching, telling me to do it again, again, and again,
and
with a little bit more feels, or, you know, like, whatever. And
isn't the repetition the best part of recording?
That was sarcasm, but... Yeah.
I guess I'm so used to visual mediums, like, I'm shaking my head no, and it doesn't translate to the microphone at all.
If you do it more, like, forcefully, it'll create a breeze.
A little breeze? you hear the swish sound?
So the
I was up first for the tracking, so it was a wonderful experience, and it was very warm time of year. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Now, and of course, like Drew and Josh and Jason will give you instructions. What sort of instructions were you getting? Because I know they like to say things like, play more purple or something like that.
The truth is, we actually all understand that. We know what that means.
Wow.
There's a lot of things where it's like, you know, play more, you know, play something that's more blue, or, you know, something that's got more feels, or it's more angry. And we just seem to understand each other, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense to the people that are around us, but that's actually our primary means of communication. We got a chat group going on our phones. We talk to each other throughout the days and stuff, and I'm sure to anyone else it's not English.
Do you have BBM? you have the new BBM?
But
we all have iPhones.
Yeah.
So we have iMessage.
Yeah,
so iMessage, we're pretty much using that.
Well, now you can get
like,
BBM. That's the hot thing. I'm being topical here.
Yeah, fair enough.
We're trying to be relevant.
Yeah.
So hard for me. I'm not very...
So the only one trying to be relevant in the conversation.
Well, what we end up doing is like, speaking of the text feed, it's just like a lot of seemingly random pictures that are funny to us, They're just jokes, little jokes back and forth throughout the day and, like, instructions and planning.
And then it's just all mixed in with, you know, we need to get this done. And I'm sure if, like, we opened it up and showed you guys, you'd be like,
how
do you...
That's never going to happen.
Yeah, that'll never happen. But it's just like, how do you guys even understand this?
It's like hieroglyphics to people outside the band. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Now, that was the first day of recording. Mm. This has been kind of a lengthy process, right? Because you guys started recording in, what, in April of this year?
April, May-ish, we really started. End of April, we'll say.
Yeah.
Started.
It's been really tricky because, you'll notice that there's three out of four of us here. Our guitarist, Jason, I'm pretty sure he's in a coma at this point. And he's earned it, man. He's working so hard. But, it has been a lengthy process because apparently, above all things, what we are is perfectionists. And each one of us has different views of what that should sound like, which is great because it makes for an interesting process. But it takes a long time to get things done. But that's okay because it'll sound awesome when it's finished.
Yeah, like I'd say, like, seriously, the recording process is a lot of work, but we're really hard on each other. Mm. But it's because we know the end result's going to be worth it, and we all look at it that way. Like, we have some, I don't want to say heated arguments, but we have some, like, heated discussions about the direction of, you know, when we do change something, but it's all been for the best, and it's taken longer than we thought, but I think we're a lot happier with the way it's going, and, you know.
It is, and it wouldn't be so heated if we didn't, even love each other, like, as brothers.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, nothing. Listen, I brought feelings into it. Yeah, I'm a terrible...
I guess it's not mutual.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's get back to talking about the dirty cover.
Let's
get right away from that.
Anyway.
Well, it's because you don't talk about feelings in public, you sing them, right?
I don't know if any of you have a brother or sister or anything,
yep.
But you would say things to them that you would never say to anyone else, right? And that's the kind of discussions we have where it's like, no, like, you're clearly wrong or something, because you trust
that a lot.
I do. But because you trust that the other person is, you know, is there through it.
Does he say it so calmly? Like, does he just say, "You're clearly wrong"?
That's actually one of his top five, I think, sentences that he uses.
No, that's not how that's done.
Josh is like our Jiminy Cricket. If Jiminy Cricket was a douchebag,
I want to argue, but I can't.
And you see, this is the kind of stuff that we can say to each other, because at the end of the day, I mean, earmuffs, kids, I'm about to say something nice about you. But at the end of the day, I agree with Josh. We're a family, and no matter what I say to these guys, they're always going to stick around. So that's been part of the process for us. Is sort of building that relationship as well as building on the album itself. And so I'm going to stop talking now.
Was there any, like, one song or one part in a song, per se, that you guys were just, like, completely on two different sides or four different sides where you just couldn't agree on it?
There's...
Okay, hold on.
Rob's got it.
There we go.
Would never tell you.
Fair enough.
No, we all agree all the time, and contrary to what we just said. No, I don't... We've never been... like, completely on different pages. There are little tweaks that we've, you know, had to argue about and come to a decision on, but at the end of the day, we go out and have a beer and that's it. So nothing stands out to me unless I'm forgetting something.
No. Beer is the great, we'll say, equalizer. It's like
the cause of and the solution to all life's problems.
You tend to get a little... Actually, that's in stark contrast to what you would think about beer. So we have a few beers. It calms us right down. We get things done.
Yeah, that's fair. We are alcohol fueled. That's true.
You know what, though? You know what that says to me? You guys wouldn't have heated arguments unless you were passionate about the music that you were making. I don't know if I would want to listen to music by a band who wasn't, you know, passionate about what they were doing. So the perfection and, you know, the trials and tribulations that you guys go through, I get to benefit from it, and the other people who listen to your music, and...
That was very deep of you, Andrew.
I know. I might actually shed tears.
Yeah.
That might actually happen.
MJ, you sound like it's uncharacteristic.
It absolutely
extremely
is.
Extremely uncharacteristic.
But I mean, you make a good point. I mean, at the end of the day, we laugh, we joke, we crack jokes about wanting to be famous and rich and whatever, and that would all be, of course, wouldn't turn that down. But at the same time, we do this because we're passionate about it, and we actually love being in front of a crowd and playing for them and making that connection with those people. So that's really where this comes from, is that as much as we joke around, we truly love what we do. So why not do it more?
Well, all the seriousness in the room is making me uncomfortable. Maybe we should play a song.
Yeah, let's clear the room.
let's play a sexy song.
Not on their new album, because that's coming up later, first single off their new album. But maybe Bigger Than Me is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that's sexy.
Maybe we could play that. Are you just going to say that anything they do is sexy, MJ?
Yes, actually, I am. Thank you.
I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah, I have no arguments here. That's how you got an album cover.
Sex rock.
Compliments get you everywhere.
All right, here it is on the scene, CKDJ 107.9.
I thought I'd talk about a little something that I found pretty interesting. A couple of months ago, you guys put out a little behind-the-scenes video letting us into a little peek into the lives of your band, which, of course, yeah, big props to Rob because he edited and mixed. And did you record it as well?
Most of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rob's video guy.
Yeah, I'm the video guy. I get to do my drum parts first, and then while they're doing all their stuff, then I get to multimedia it up.
So you don't even get the chance to shout, like, instructions at them and tell them how to play?
No, they just tell me to make videos. It's for the best, actually.
But really, you know what? How much of it, and I guess, Rob, you're probably the best person to answer this. How much of that video got left on the cutting room floor?
Do I give him the honest answer?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, it's, what, it's like 16 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, about
I thought
it was about 16 minutes, so I probably left about 7 or 8 on the floor.
Minutes?
Yeah, okay. Out of that, and probably for footage to go through, I had about 45 gigs.
Wow.
Of just solid footage. Well, so we pretty much taped almost everything over a couple of months, and I kind of pulled the best stuff from it to.
I was going to say, if you can tell from the tone of the video, the camera was on. A lot of times we didn't know the camera was on.
There's a couple moments, and that was why I asked the questions. There's a couple moments where you kind of tell you guys didn't know Rob was recording.
No, it just kind of worked out that way. Originally, like that, we didn't really know what we were going to do. I just decided we wanted to do a kind of a behind the scenes thing, but what it was actually going to be when we started, we really didn't have an idea of what the shape of it was. And I just got in the habit of setting up the camera at rehearsal or wherever we were and just let it go and go through it later and see what we got. And that's where we got some of our best stuff, is when we just forgot it was on, because it was honest and it's actually, you know, how we are and how we interact with each other. And I think that's the part that we really wanted other people to see, is, you know, we do have a really good time. Like, we take it really seriously, but in that, you know, the contrast to that is we have a blast while we do it. And
taking something seriously doesn't mean you can't have fun with it.
And yeah, like, exactly.
It's a thing that, I don't know, at certain places, certain jobs, I guess, some people don't get that. But really, like, when we're doing what I'll call work, because it's music, you can have fun with it and still take it seriously. Like, you get things done, but just let's call it having style.
All right.
We'll ooh.
And right. We're humble.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Whose basement was it?
Most of them, Jace. Yeah. For the most part, Jace.
Actually, do you mind?
No, go for it.
So one of my favorite parts in the video, our guitarist is notoriously quiet. He's a like incredible guitar player, but he's very soft spoken, at least in public.
And sleep deprived.
He just doesn't. I don't think he actually does sleep. I'm just not sure. Anyway, so one of my favorite moments in the video is we do an impromptu rendition of Phil Collins. I can feel it calling in the air tonight. But I couldn't figure out who started to sing the song. It's normally me, right? Mm. And then I kept watching the video and I realized it was Jason. Jason, who never, like, he's very, very quiet, plays guitar. He is busting out into Phil Collins in the middle of this this session, and it made me really happy. So, yeah, those little moments are really what makes it worth it.
Rob, how enjoyable is it to bust into the drum solo part of that song?
That was the best part of that day.
So I like making the noises with my mouth than you could do with an actual drum kit.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
No, you're talking about kind of like the honesty and stuff that you captured in that video. Speaking to that a little bit, I found it really interesting when you were talking about how if it wasn't for the other guys in the band, you'd probably be doing solo stuff.
Yeah.
What exactly is it about these guys that makes you not want to be alone and makes you want to, you know?
I like how happy you guys just got.
That's rough.
say some nice things about your band members.
It is your turn. Josh went first. I went
It is true. No, the truth is, you know, like I said when in the video, is that I had just gotten out of some other experiences, like band-related, music-related, where it just, I didn't really feel like the people that I was working with at that time had a shared vision. It just kind of felt like everyone was trying to drive the bus in a different direction. So it's really frustrating, and, you know, I don't consider myself like the best of the best of musicians, but I can play everything, and I like putting together my own arrangements and doing stuff. And at that point, I was just fed up with the band dynamic, and I'm like, you know what, this is just not working for me, and I'm just going to focus on my own stuff. And probably 2 or 3 months later, I met Drew, and through Drew, I met Josh and Jay, and you know, it just sort of fell into place after that. But I always felt comfortable. It just felt like we all had the same idea of where it should go, and it made it really easy to just transition into that. And I don't know. I stand behind what I said. I don't think if it was different people and a different setting, I don't think I would have bothered, and I wouldn't change it now.
No, I mean, you would potentially have done like a solo career. How many different instruments do you play? What else is in Rob's bag of tricks?
For the most part, I just do the drums, guitar. I mean, I can play bass, not as well as Josh, but I can play bass. And,
are you just saying that because he's here?
Did anyone record that?
No, it's
on the internet.
No, it's true. He's a hell of a bass player.
Actually, I'll agree with you. That's fair.
You know, I play a little bit of keys, but nothing I would brag about. I just like to do that for, you know, synth effects and, you know, just intros and outros and stuff like that. You know, and I do vocals every once in a while, and occasionally they give me a mic. I do some backups with Drew, and
that is a lot to fit into one bag of tricks. That is
it's job security. Yes. That's all it is. Job security.
I do all those too. Can I be part of the band?
Maybe. Depends when I fall down.
Go home, Shaker.
Shaker, you can't match the sexy level.
If I can bring the sexy back. I'll probably, like, my theme song will be Justin Timberlake's I'm Bringing Sexy Back.
It's like that Harlem Globetrotters episode of Futurama.
Bender wants to be a Globetrotter. I think we just compared ourselves to the Harlem Globetrotters. That's a little much.
Only in this particular scenario. Oh,
yeah. All of the bands are the Washington Generals.
Against the Harlem Globetrotters? The Generals were anyway.
You know what, though? It's interesting that Shaker brings up Justin Timberlake, because do you guys know what comes up in the related videos for this behind-the-scenes thing that you guys have on YouTube?
Nope.
I've never checked.
A lot of Rihanna videos.
Like, seriously?
A lot, yeah.
Weird.
I don't know.
Is, like, sex one of the taglines for the video, Serge?
I don't think
no,
so.
Actually, I might have done that.
Yeah, so then I've got, other than that, I've got no idea.
All right. Oh no, because one of the tags I put in there as a joke is side boob.
Oh, maybe.
And Rihanna is, of course, synonymous with side boob.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Front boob too. I mean,
one in the same, really. That's true. I didn't know that.
Huh. Well, would you guys ever? Because you guys do some covers. I know you rock out a pretty mean Aerosmith cover, "Dream On." You close out a lot of your sets with. Did you guys ever consider doing a Rihanna cover?
Ooh,
a little good girl gone bad action.
That silence you heard was Rob shifting the microphone to me, so I can juggle this question. Absolutely. I have no problem with it. We, as you might have been able to tell, we have a bit of a sense of humor. We've covered stuff like, what, we did Poker Face by Lady Gaga. We've done, and we do, what, Billie Jean every now and then?
Every now and then.
We did Get Lucky at our last show. Did a little bit of, you know, little...
Yeah. You guys need to record these.
8-12 measures of it, just
yeah,
the intro.
Well, whatever.
It was
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
No, we did.
They're so versatile, especially like, I mean, for example, you hear a song like Silver Tongue Devil. You guys are going hard, you're rocking out, and then you hear a song like Just Like That, which you can hear, you know, right here on CKDJ, and it's like an entirely different, yeah, see a little, I'm like doing that. A little, yeah, and it was smooth until I took notice of it.
But, you know, I think that was a plug for, actually.
Yeah. But, you know, you do a song like that, and you completely switch it up, and, you know, like Drew... If anyone who's listening has ever heard you guys play Dream On by Aerosmith, when you tackle that Steven Tyler falsetto, it is impressive to say the least.
Thank you. We a little known fact, we actually hire someone to grab my testicles to squeeze when I do that part of the song, because otherwise it's physically impossible.
You still want a job in the band?
As long as I don't have to hold his balls, I'm okay with it.
Well, that was the implication. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
we'll supply you with the latex glove.
Take it or leave it.
No direct contact.
That's fair. That's
okay.
Fair.
Okay.
With that.
Yeah. As they might say, Drew looks like a lady. See? Oh,
no.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I would be a not attractive woman. The facial hair really.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, if you like ladies with, like, chops on their face. Mullet. Yeah, or like, what's the actual word for them?
I have no idea.
Mutton chops.
I don't know what the hell
they mutton are. Chops. I don't know why I blanked on that.
I have some
that.
Pretty interesting fetishes, guys. You don't even...
Fair enough.
And there it don't is, folks. You heard it here first.
Well, I guess it's probably a good time for me to stop speaking now, and we could maybe play a song. Would you guys maybe want to do... you guys ready to play an acoustic number? Since
sure.
you do have your instruments all out and ready. You guys
Absolutely.
Are looking excited. What song do you guys want to play?
Do Here We Stay?
Yeah, let's do Here We Stay.
All righty, give me a second. Let's get this ball rolling.
Wow. sorry, I just You guys just left me a little breathless there. So did you guys want to tell us a little bit about the song you just played?
That's actually the first song I ever wrote. That's a song called Here We Stay. And it's about holding your ground in the face of everyone you talk to telling you you're wrong. When you know that something is 100% correct, mm-hmm. or at least you feel it to be true for you, how that everything else can fade away and go away, but in the end, you have to stick to what you believe in.
Wow. Deep.
Yeah.
Josh, yeah, you said that you love getting like feedback on your music from fans. Is that usually positive? Or has anyone ever just taken like a big wet crap on your music?
No, they haven't. Feel free if you really believe.
I think we're all a little big for that.
Oh,
like, yeah. We're not exactly small dudes, so I'm not sure someone's going to be like, hey, screw you guys.
Yeah. Well, there was that one guy.
What? Oh, yeah.
That was fun. But
wait, which guy?
When he was like, sing better.
Oh, yeah.
We're at a show, and the guy. But it's because he was like, he was plastered beyond plastered.
Did you consider like bringing him up on stage and getting him to sing?
No, he tragically on his own. Actually, what? No, he fell. He was so drunk, he fell down the stairs and had to be taken to the hospital.
Wow. Yeah.
See, I let karma do my talking for me.
So, as much as we talk about drinking beer, we don't get to that point. Mm. Keep it responsible. Ride the wave, I like to say.
Wow.
We try really hard to be nice guys. We like to assume that everybody out there is trying to have a good time, and we do the same thing. So if you have a real problem with us, I'm really sorry. We're not trying, that's not what we're out to do. We're trying to have fun, play music, drink beer. If you're not a fan, no problem. No harm, no foul. But at the end of the day, we're not trying to piss anybody off.
We want to invite you in on that. Like, we're there to have fun, play music,
and you should
have
join
a good time.
Us, yeah.
Feel free, join us. Have a good time. You know, enjoy the music, enjoy some drinks. But, yeah, I don't know. Doesn't any artist want feedback? Is that not kind of why you do it? Not everyone?
You're shaking his head.
Okay. Oh, no, I do. But, a lot of artists I've met, they have an image in their mind of how they want to be perceived. And anything that goes against that image can be hurtful. Yeah. Us artist types are
fragile
all...
fragile egos.
Yeah, we're touchy-feely, yeah. Man. So.
Yeah, I'm not inviting, just random bad-mouthing. I mean, if you have actual criticism...
Too bad you're in a band with us.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway,
I can't wait to see our Twitter after, you know, this show.
Why do you hate when Rob uses the cowbell so much?
Because he doesn't use it. He uses it in a way as to annoy us. So
you mean he doesn't use it musically?
Yeah, that's basically it.
The cowbell is used to annoy Drew. That's it. It's not part of a song. There's no purpose to it. It's when we're doing rehearsals and we're playing Bigger Than Me for the fourth time. And I get rid of all the cymbals and replace them with cowbell.
Yeah.
Wait, does that not sound better?
It's a little rough. But it's used as a measuring stick. It's when Drew's pushing too far. That's how I push back with the cowbell. So
nice.
He hates the cowbell. That's all it is.
And it's really funny because at first there was a telltale smile. Rob would be like, and sort of give this little sideways smile for the cowbell. Now I can feel that smile happening behind me before it occurs. I'm facing directly away from him. I can tell that cowbell is coming.
And does it work? Do you just go okay, guys, I think we're done for the day?
Usually after I yell, yes.
Yeah. It's a good way to end a day.
Nice.
You guys are pretty busy. You've been making a new record. You guys have jobs, you're musicians, and somehow Josh still apparently finds the time to be a judge in a twerking competition.
Oh, so luckily that didn't take much time. Yeah.
You don't say.
No.
I think that's it. There is nowhere you can go in that story but down.
Fair enough. Quit while I'm on top.
Was there an actual twerking competition?
Yeah.
And how can I become a judge in a twerking competition?
Basically,
follow us around.
Yeah, that's true. Because two of the other guys around us were also judges. We did a gig at the Honest Lawyer for the Chive Charities.
Okay.
We just did a short acoustic set for them. And I guess we hit it off with the guy who was organizing it because he was like, oh, be a judge for the twerking contest. I was like, okay.
You're not going to say no to that.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I was like, yeah, sure. Why would I not do that?
And when people ask me why I'm in a band, that's why. Because I get to use sentences like, my bass player was just the judge in a twerking competition, and with a straight face, and actually mean it, which is great.
All right, well, there's no question I can top that with, so how about we play another song? Because that, again, I thought I'd climax the interview before. twerking competition.
That's okay. Sex joke.
Yeah, no one's going to take that? Nobody?
No, I was about to say.
I was just leaving it on the plate for you.
Apparently Andrew can climax the interview multiple times in one session.
I'm still young.
What's that like? So, one of us? Shall we?
Yeah.
Or what do we
want to
do?
I don't have a guitar.
Okay, sure.
Oh, instead of a recorded.
Hey, there you go.
All
now
right.
You're on the track.
All right. Yeah, we're on the same wavelength here.
Silvertone?
Let's do it.
You guys down to play a little game that we like to call 10 Quick Questions?
There's no way this ends well, but yes, I'm in.
All right.
That's,
all right, we're going to
start that way. This doesn't end well. Let's do it.
We're going to throw it off. This time we won't be doing it. We're going to throw it off to one of our interns, Shaker. He's got Shaker. Yeah, he's ready. All right, here he is.
All right, here we go.
Well, your day can't get any worse.
These questions are actually really interesting. I get to be inside
he's
of you.
Lying.
There's a sex joke there.
Are you going to direct these at each of us at a time?
Well, I'll just say them out and you guys just answer. Like, they're like one-word answers that you need to say.
You can
hopefully
use as many words. Don't limit our guest, Shaker. It's rude.
Don't hold me down, man.
All right, so first question. What movie can you watch over and over again and never get bored of?
Die Hard!
Which one?
You're my best friend.
The first one. What are you?
Okay, good. That was a trick question.
Number four.
Heat.
Nice. Heat.
Nice. Sorry, is that The Heat with Sandra Bullock?
No.
Dude.
No.
Mine.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer. Pacino. De Niro. Heat.
Yeah. I'm not giving an answer. What? I abstain. I can't think of one.
You know why? It's porn. It's
The Heat. That
must be it.
Now that I said that, people laughed. He's
okay.
Like, oh,
actually, it's Old School.
That's a good one.
Oh, good movie. Good movie. Cool. Second question. All-time favorite Halloween costume?
For us or on people?
Uh-oh.
Because there's a difference. Okay, then my answer would be one year I was out at the Honest Lawyer and I saw two girls. One was dressed as sexy little Bo Peep.
Yeah.
And the other was her sexy sheep. And
it always has to be sexy, though.
It was very well done. Yeah, and, like, done. I was happy.
All right.
Made my night.
Probably be Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Was that sexy, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's Halloween, Shaker. There are women in the costumes. Women only wear sexy costumes at Halloween. Keep up.
I'm going to have to go with the sexy pumpkin from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, good costume.
Ooh. Yeah, it was strategically carved.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys going as this year? Or if you're going, or just staying home handing out candy, what are you guys going as?
I'll take off my makeup, I guess, and let my demon horns out. Yeah. What? It's fun. I'm a terrible person.
Robbie,
you
know what are you thinking?
I'm going to go as Josh.
Do it. That'd be hilarious.
I'm going to go as my guitarist and wear a top hat. That's about it.
We miss you, Jay.
Yeah, we love you, buddy.
Nothing for you? Just that? Okay.
My guitarist. I'm going to
okay.
Go
okay.
That wasn't a joke, Shaker.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm on the top hat. I'm going to wear it.
This is, if only girl bands were allowed in the whole world, would you guys get a sex change?
No, because then I'd have to give up the favorite part of my body.
That is a good answer.
His Adam's apple.
Yeah.
I was thinking something else.
Don't worry.
No, as I said, we covered this one before. I'd make it not a very pretty girl, so I would say probably not.
What color is your toothbrush? We at the scene all have blue toothbrushes, but Andrew.
I don't. I have a red toothbrush.
I never answered that question, by the way.
It's blue. It's blue.
Mine's blue and white.
Mine's blue and darker blue.
I think mine's green.
So we have Rob and
not
Andrew.
Blue.
Now, I heard you guys are huge fans of Batman. Uh-oh. Now, who is the best Batman?
Oh, we answered this last time.
Yeah. We did. We talked about this extensively, I think.
Yeah, oh, then my short answer is Kevin Conroy.
I'm going to say Ben Affleck. Just to piss off the internet.
So no one's going with the nipple suit, eh?
No one's going with the nipple suit.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm going with Ben Affleck, too. At least I can't be judged on that now.
Yeah.
I can be judged on that later.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, and if you could choose to be extremely rich or be able to fly, what would you choose?
Extremely rich, that buys airplanes.
Yeah.
You can't.
But
terrible question, Shaker. You can't argue that logic.
You have then you would have somebody to fly for you. You wouldn't be really flying by yourself.
I could also learn how to pilot the airplane myself with nothing but
that's
free time.
That's a lot of work.
I have with all the money.
Again, if I've learned anything from comic books is that being super rich is the greatest superpower of all.
Now, if you could sleep with anyone famous, who would it be?
Oh, why limit me to one? I'm limited to one?
Yes.
Emma Stone.
redheads do it better.
Oh, it's just she's actually smart.
All right.
I would probably have to go with Shirley Manson from Garbage or Kylie Minogue. And I don't like Kylie Minogue's music, but she actually gets younger with age.
Yeah. Amy Lee from Evanescence.
Really? Over Lizzie? Mm.
Yeah, I still have to go with Amy Lee. Right. I know.
I'm disappointed no one said Roseanne Barr. That's my pick.
We used to be friends until right then.
What is one thing that you lose constantly?
My dignity.
Yeah, we're good with that one. Yeah.
That's whole band yeah, answer?
That's it, that's
okay.
Us, yeah.
Now, what's the weirdest thing that you do in the shower?
Oh, nobody.
Nope, you have to answer.
This is the last question. This is
so
all
I think
you have
I'm
to
contractually
answer.
Obligated to say your mom. I'm sorry,
he set you up for that, though.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Like, come on, I have to.
Weirdest thing I do in the shower.
Please don't tell us the actual thing.
Yeah, I can't.
It could be the second weirdest. It's fine.
Man, let's say manscaping.
That was the best way that could have ended.
I was trying to keep it tame for radio.
You're up, buddy.
Oh, I'm not even saying what I was thinking.
You all shower. You know what it's like.
All right. Well, you know what? I respect your conviction. We're not going to force you for an answer.
Now, is there a video planned at all for any of your songs?
We're doing a lyric video currently, so that will be up. Yes. And then we are actually going to shoot a video as soon as we get the time.
Lyric videos are the best because the biggest thing with local bands is you don't post your lyrics and then I can't sing along and then I get mad.
So maybe don't make a lyric video to be better for everyone if MJ wasn't singing along.
Let's change the words in the video.
Oh my god, don't
yes.
do that.
Yeah. I
am actually the worst
like
for
that.
That
up in the video.
After the album shoot, though.
Oh,
we gotta
yes,
get,
okay.
yeah, we gotta get that
done
for
it. Yeah, yeah.
So without further ado, it's the first single off the forthcoming album, Ottawa's New Music.